welcome to a very rainy edition of Tech San Diego Spotlight. I'm Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego, and we're here in technology's perfect climate, which isn't so perfect right now. You know, we go a little bananas when there's a little rain, and certainly have our share of it this week. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, we'll be back to sunny times and rainbows and everything else that's good about San Diego. Look, I've been looking to have this podcast for a long time. One of the challenges is finding some domain experts who are really close to it. There's a lot of research around this subject, but there's very little about people that are actually putting into effect. So I wanted to look for someone in our network that can really that has to go through this every day, that's addressing it. I should tell what the topic is so no one has to guess. We're talking about the younger generation coming into the workforce. And there's different needs. I know there's been a lot of bashing. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to just be talking about it. And the domain expert that I brought in was my friend Andy Ewald from Cushman Wakefield. Andy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin. Pleasure to be here.
Andy's been here before talking about some of the a national economic outlook for both leasing and the economy. And I got to tell you, Andy's team almost got it right on the last presentation we did. I think it was sometime year and a half ago. While everyone else was very negative on the economy, you guys were a little bit more measured. So you certainly, your predictive model, no one has that spot on, but I think you guys came pretty close. You guys did a good job. But Andy is talking to people who rent, lease, buy space, right? Workforce, right? You don't go to a leasing agent anymore just to sign a lease. It's all about talent and how you treat talent and everything else. And so in order to do that, Cushman & Wakefield has by necessity, been very close to talent and those people entering. They've got a great body of research on this subject. Go to CushmanWakefield.com. Andy will tell us where to go. There's a lot of studies on that, but I thought we'd have a conversation about it this morning. Yes, we'll bring up some data and some stats, but just having that conversation about this new generation that's coming into the workplace, how we treat them, what we have to learn from them, and a whole bunch of other things. Andy, does this sound like something we should be talking about?
100%. I mean, certainly, you know, the tech ecosystem in San Diego is a very dominant and growing, but also ever-evolving force. So I think it's very critical that we understand, you know, what are the demands, the desires, you know, not only of what this very robust labor force is that's entering the workforce, but, you know, for us old guys to try to understand how we can, you know, learn, understand, evolve with them, because they're really thinking about work and technology and the business world very different than other generations. So a lot of fun things to talk about.
Well, talk to us about that a little bit. Let's isolate that a little bit, especially if you look at the ones that are just entering the workforce now. And again, this is important to us for our university talent initiative as we're trying to retain more, more talent in the region from universities. How is it different than other generations entering?
Well, there's a tremendous importance with this younger group on, you know, really understanding work-life balance, and tools of technology are used by them to ensure that they are, you know, really conscious to enjoy that balance between work life. A couple kind of key things that jumped out at me when studying was, one, Gen Z does want to be in the office. They want to be in the office, you know, call 30, 35% of the time. That's highly focused on leveraging the technology in the office, collaborating with their peers, learning from, you know, senior mentors, and socializing. But it's also complemented by this hybrid concept of being able to work wherever you want, however you want, is something very different than certainly my generation that was tied to kind of an 8-to-5, you know, type of structure. In a study that we, you know, looked at with Deloitte, I think the metric was, you know, 30% of Gen Z do a lot of their work between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m. They're doing a lot of things outside of the office. So businesses, business owners need to, you know, not only create a really nice environment that brings people together for thoughtful collaboration, but also embrace, you know, the use of technology, allowing younger generation to be, you know, very flexible with how they work and interact with their partners and community. So those are a couple interesting nuggets that just, you know, jump out for me. There's a number of other things when we think about what this workforce is demanding. They are very, very conscious
You could say it inappropriately too, Andy. That's all right.
No, there's a very strong focus from this group on things like sustainability, inclusivity. There's a tremendous conscious awareness of not only your community, but climate change. So they're really looking at their business partners as a vehicle to provide not only an income and future and stability, but they've got to support some of their, you know, gut related goals, which I think is interesting. And based on that, you know, we would, you know, you and I, Kevin, would jump into an office and stay there for years and work our way through it. They're incredibly different. They will switch a job on a dime. They'll switch jobs if they're not feeling as if there's a ton of technology, which I think is interesting. They'll also switch jobs very quickly and multiple times if they don't feel as if the leaders and the business owners of the company are not only embracing those pillars that I mentioned, you know, sustainability, inclusivity, and community. If businesses are not very clear on how their mantra supports those elements, Gen Z is very aware of that and very uncomfortable to continue working in that environment and very willing to change. So for all of us that are looking to attract that talent, you know, we need to be very clear on not only how we provide flexibility, have a very robust, you know, call it armory of technologies that we use for collaboration, embracing AI, all these things. But we have need to have a very clear message that talks about how we are, again, sustainable, focused on our environment, helping people, inclusive. All those elements are really a very key driver that we're hearing from Gen Z.
And I think you know, one of the things when you talk about the inclusivity and D&I, a word comes up, and I don't want to be misconstrued because it's not a political word. It's more of a forward thinking. You know, they're very progressive, and again, it's not in terms of left or right. It's just very progressive in terms of how they feel about community and social issues and everything else. And you know, we've seen some company do that. That has, as to your point, has been authentic, right? And being authentic is really key to this group. Again, they could smell out if you're fake, like on a dime. In fact, we were doing videos of companies for our talent initiative, and we were going to pay a video company to do these splashy videos. And what we found out doing some research is no way. And we took our GoPro and you know, very shaky, and did it ourselves. And then that's one of our, you know, one of our YouTube channels, one of our most watched videos is one we did for a company. So certainly the doing it in an authentic way. So there are myths, right? And so when I think about what those myths, let me go over some of them, and let's kind of talk about that and see if they're myths. And some of them may not be. You know, I have that to younger generations or job hoppers. I agree with you. I think that's right. I think there's ways to mitigate that, right? But generally they are. The younger generations are lazy and they're entitled. We've all heard that a little bit. I do not think it's true. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think they have an incredible passion for work, for ideas. The studies show that they're eager to reinvent themselves, and they're willing to pivot, move, relocate, change jobs, stay with parents longer, whatever it might be, in order to fulfill, you know, those work-related items that kind of fill their soul, right? That solve those elements that we already talked about before. So I think it's opposite. I think this is a generation that is, there's another interesting stat that talked about part-time, where they're not only working in their core business, but they're all doing, you know, other areas to try to increase revenue, right? Social influencing, selling additional products. Part of that could be tied to, you know, increase of cost of labor. But I wouldn't label, them in any capacity as being, you know, lazy by any means. They are hustling. They are eager for direction. They are willing to be creative, thoughtful, work hard. It just has to be done in a slightly different way than, you know, previous generations, you know, typically embraced.
I think it's the lens in which you look at it. A different work styles and expectations, right? Some can view that, you know, I'm going on a limb here. It's we have an older generation of workers that are really rigid, right? And I think to some of them, some of the styles of Gen Z may look a little different. Here's one we hear a lot too. This younger generation lacks respect for all authority. They challenge the CEO. They talk back to people. They don't know their place. And so, especially in the workplace, what do you think about that? Is that a myth, or do you think there's a little bit of truth to that?
Well, are we talking about my 16-year-old daughter? Are we talking about the Gen Z workforce? So, no, funny little humor. I think that, again, this is a group that is raised very differently. They're certainly raised in an environment where their voice can be heard in different ways. So is that a negative? I don't think so. I think they are unwilling to stand in line and follow, which is great. I think they are certainly trying to challenge or buck where they see fault. I think they're willing to speak up if they see through, you know, some of the nuances that don't support those previous elements, right? Inclusivity, harassment, community service, saving the environment. If those pillars are lacking in the workforce, I suspect this generation is not just going to sit by and, you know, pick their head up from work 5, 10, 15 years later. They're going to voice their opinion. They're going to pivot. They're going to make their, you know, opinions known through their actions, which is, I don't think, a negative thing in today's world.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, I'm going to use that word again, this rigidity, right? I think for many of these Gen Z workforce, they seem to thrive where hierarchies are a little more fluid because that mirrors what they're dealing with in the real life, whether it's social media or even in the university ecosystem, right? The boss one day is not necessarily boss the next day. And I think that they take some of that into the workplace, which again, that challenging aspect is another thing that I think the other generations of workforce should find a way to embrace that and, to be quite honest, to leverage it, right? There are assumptions that workplaces have that may not be grounded in reality. And I think having, you know, these folks come in and finding a respectful way to question that is a good thing for them.
I agree. And I don't think that's a Gen Z, you know, trait. I think the successful companies in whatever sector you're in, it's not a top-down approach. I mean, you want to embrace new ideas. You want to embrace innovation. You want to ensure that those that are new to a company have an equal voice for ideas, for concerns. So Gen Z, I think, is going to be very strong to push that forward. But we've seen it, I think, in really successful firms over the course of the last 10 years where it's not this hierarchy. You know, you certainly have to have your clear leaders, but those clear leaders really, truly want to understand, you know, what the new hires, what the younger generation wants, how they work differently with hopes that, you know, you can teach, you know, old dogs new tricks, so to speak.
Here's another one we hear a lot. Look, these young Gen Z coming in, they're just not as productive as the older workers. You know, I see the older workers sitting at their desk, working the grind, and you're just not seeing that willingness to work hard and be productive.
Yeah, I think that's a very generalized statement. Again, my opinion is that the younger generation wants to work. They want to create change. They're very conscious of, you know, things of cost of living, knowing that they have to work in order to generate income. But I don't perceive them as lazy or abrasive in any ways. I think it comes ultimately back to, as leaders of our companies, if you don't have a clear vision, if you're not factoring in these elements about what our customers and our clients and our employers need, you're going to have holes in your business. So all the more, you know, appropriate for, you know, CEOs and CFOs and COOs to be very clear and enroll Gen Z and how to, you know, develop the future entity of the company.
So circling back to the workplace itself, right? And I know that Cushman is very, very active in design and what that looks like. So what are companies putting in place? You know, we talked about having an environment that's inviting, right? You talked about 35% of them want to. Well, what we're hearing from a lot of our companies is they would certainly like that number to go up, right? We have some very large companies in town that have just mandated that it's going to be 4 days a week, right? And so if you want to do that and you plan on doing that, what are some things that you're seeing that companies are implementing in the workforce to encourage that?
Yeah, we and I can share this with you, Kevin. Gensler, which is one of the world's largest architects, just provided a very comprehensive survey that talked through a number of these elements, broken down by generation, broken down by trade area. I mean, the fundamentals are pretty similar, and I think what's nice from this evolution that Gen Z and the millennials are certainly driving is that we're learning through this process that we all want the same things. We all want flexibility. We all want to be part of a community. So we're tending to see now, yes, there's been a shift in the sense of more business owners are very focused on bringing their employees back to the office and very concerned that lack of productivity is occurring based on not having their team together more often. I don't think hybrid concepts are going away. I think business leaders need to be flexible based on that earlier stat where some people just don't work as well or all the time in your 8 to 5 because they're having this work-life balance. But when we think about the physical office space, our findings are showing that for those, you know, people that want to be in the office, most people want to be in 3 days a week. They want to have a little flexibility. When they are in the office, they want dedicated space for themselves. Now, that individual dedicated space is shrinking a little bit. You're not seeing as many offices. You're not seeing as many large cubes. They still want to have their own dedicated workstation that they can, you know, feel comfortable in their own home. But they also want to have a lot of we space, right? So this is we space. This is highly collaborative conference rooms. This is really prominent lobbies. This is accessibility to food, to daily retail services, to fitness, to childcare, although Gen Z's not really driving a lot of childcare. But you're seeing more business owners certainly be conscious that the physical office space is not going away. Now, granted, there are some businesses that will never come back in the office, but we're seeing a resurgence of business owners that are very thoughtful about their space with hopes that they can come up with a combined environment that allows all the different generations to get in a room for a particular reason, to be highly collaborative and functioning, and then go back to their individual stay spaces or their hybrid environments to do private head-down work. So when you think about really dynamic Class A office space, that's still had very positive absorption over the last couple of years. Older commodity buildings that really don't have those amenities, they're going to struggle. They're going to need to see a reinvestment of capital. Because if you're going to leave your house, if you're going to leave the flexibility, you've got to have a very, very dynamic, exciting, bright, interactive workplace with a variety of different areas to work based on what that physical, what you're doing for work at a particular moment. Is it head down time? Is it collaborative time? Is it team time? Is it client facing time? There's a lot of really exciting thought going into that to support Gen Z and all of us, frankly.
I think what Gen Z is handicapped with, and when we've seen this, and we've certainly seen it working with university talent, is we're so far away from COVID now. That's, you know, 2020, 2021. We forget how isolated some of those folks were, right? My daughter didn't go through the last year of high school. Her first year in college was all virtual, right? And that was times where most of us really started thinking socially. And I got to tell you, I got in a little bit of trouble for saying this in an open meeting because there's a lot of challenges around this. But historically, different genders met in the workplace too, right? And so there's a lot of additional reasons for folks to be in a workplace. I'm not suggesting that the workplace is a meetup place, but when people work together.
Yeah, I mean, it's you want to socialize, right? We want to have a separation. Yes, we want this work-life balance. And I think part of that really comes to separating those two areas, right? I think the problem we're having now is, of course, certainly the older generations are working more from home. you know, they're dealing with kids, they're dealing with stuff, they're, you know, relatively safe in how their business works. They don't need to learn as much. But there's a really good opportunity for business owners to, you know, entice and bring all of the generations together, because Gen Z is really wants to be, you know, in the office part of the time. Collaboration, they want to be out of the office, or I'm sorry, out of their house. They want to use different technology tools and resources that are available in the office versus online. They want to have a clear separation of where their work starts and stops and their personal life begins. But they also want to learn from the older generations. They're eager to get guidance, and that just can't happen on, you know, Zoom and video chats all the time. We need to continue to bring
together. And I guess, Andy, my point was, going back to the COVID, is they were isolated, and some of those social skills that they should have been growing up with aren't there. And so, you know, we hear they want to be in the office. We hear that management wants them in the office. And I guess my point is through the workplace and through the design of the workplace, I think that's incumbent upon the rest of the generations to manufacture those opportunities for interaction, right? The chances of a Gen Z worker coming in there and being a social butterfly and going around and I don't think is going to happen organically, right? And so I think that we have to really put out an effort to make sure that we're integrating with that younger workforce. And again, you know, I think if we go back to what I said at the beginning, there's a lot we can learn from this workforce, right? And it's not a burden. And that's what we're trying to talk to small and mid-sized companies with. You know, we have our university talent. We're bringing the people and go, oh, we got to train them. They're, you know, they're soft skills. We're working on that. There is a little bit of that, but that could be all corrected. But the advantages that you can gain by bringing in and embracing, not just bringing in because you have to, but by embracing this Gen Z workforce, there's certainly a lot of indications in the research Cushman Wakefield and others are doing that that's going to be beneficial overall to companies that hire, they take that chance and hire them.
Well, 100%. I mean, again, there's a survey that I shared from Adobe that basically said, hey, 70% of Gen Z will leave their job if they're not satisfied. Now, satisfied captures a number of different things: collaboration, technology, you know, being connected to the world, so to speak. So yes, it's incredibly important. You know, the tech sector in San Diego is massively growing. It will continue to grow. What our research institutions and colleges are providing for us is really dynamic, exciting labor. So as business owners, we need to be very cautious about our message, the space that we collaborate in, with hopes of you're getting the best talent and they're getting sticky with your company and staying.
And I think, you know, by all means, I don't want to have Tech San Diego come off as being ageist, right? We talked about old guys, right? And old different genders, right? We need those folks in the workplace as well, right? But I do think it's really time for us to step up, right? We can't isolate ourselves from the younger generations, and not just Gen Z, but some of the, you know, some of the other ones. We can't crawl into our hole and say, wow, we're doing a good job and we're just going to kind of ignore what's going on in the workplace. We can't do it, right? There are many of us, you know, that are going to be working longer, you know, 60 is the new 40. And for those of you who may not want to go into retire immediately, well, we're going to be here for a while. And, you know, companies should look at ways to leverage that older workforce to build that bridge with the younger workforce. There's an incredible amount of talent and knowledge that's going to be leaving the workforce. We got to make sure we capture that. So by all means, do I want Tech San Diego or myself or our conversations to come off ageist? We're not saying that the Gen Z is preferable to an older workforce. We're just saying it's a reality. Let's embrace it and let's do what we've always done and bring in these new folks.
100%. I mean, just think of every technology, right? With every new technology that comes in the workforce, it's an opportunity for us to learn, be more efficient, be better. That's no different with, you know, generational knowledge sharing. So we all need to learn from each other. There's great ideas coming from all generations, but Gen Z is going to be a powerhouse and come into our world with unique ideas and insights. And if you don't capture that audience, then I think you're really going to miss great upside for your company. And then lastly, I think, you know, Gen Z is going to be coming into probably one of the greatest wealth transfers ever. So if you've got specific clients, just know that your future audience, even though they may not be your employees, you know, are very heavy Gen Z millennial focused with a lot of buying power and say in what our world's going to do going forward. So exciting stuff to come.
Well, that's I love ending on a positive note. So we'll go ahead and do that. And again, let's all of us be less rigid, right? And that includes for all generations of the workforce. We're going to be doing a number of takes on this. Of course, we have our University Talent Initiative, the Jacobs Talent Initiative, which works to keep all the university talent right here in San Diego. Technology is perfect climate. But we're also helping our companies, again, integrate this workforce. So we're going to be doing some additional activities and some other activities. Andy, I'm sure you guys will be part of that. So until the next time for Tech San Diego, that's it, I guess. We'll see you next time.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. Cushman & Wakefield is a global commercial real estate services firm founded in 1917. They offer services related to commercial real estate, including brokerage, property management, valuation, and advisory. To learn more, visit www.cushmanwakefield.com or follow at @CushWake on Twitter. Major thanks to Andy Ewald from Cushman & Wakefield for joining us to talk about the newest generational trends for the ever-evolving workforce. Producers for T3 Talking Tech Talent are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiba. T3 Talking Tech Talent is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.